You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Poland confirmed that Russian drones had entered and caused damage in Polish airspace. This incursion has been met with strong opposition, with Poland and NATO allies threatening retaliation. I spoke with the University of Otago's Robert Patman about the drones, other similar occurrences, and what the geopolitical implications of these incursions are in regards to Russia, the US, and Europe. What exactly transpired last week?
Well, it would appear on Tuesday evening, early hours of Wednesday morning last week, about 19 UAVs entered Polish airspace, and they released four different locations where UAVs came down after being intercepted. So there was some damage to buildings on the ground. The Russian probe, and I think that's what it was, the Russians denied that it was deliberate, but most military analysts believe that's essentially a pretty thin denial. It was almost certainly deliberate. It was a probing operation launched by the Kremlin to test the reactions and the political will of Poland, as well as its NATO partners. And the other thing here, Alex, is that Poland isn't the only country which has been the subject to Russian drone incursions. Lithuania experienced one in August, and over the weekend, Romania also experienced a 50-minute Russian drone incursion. It was just a solitary drone. But nevertheless, these are provocative incursions in the airspace of countries which are members of NATO.
And why are these incursions such violations of the airspace? Why are they such a message and a provocation?
Well, I think in a sense, Mr. Putin is showing that he has no peace plans in Ukraine anytime soon. The biggest stumbling block has been Putin's refusal to accept an immediate ceasefire. And the Ukrainians made it clear they would accept an immediate ceasefire. It's quite clear that Mr. Putin wants to retain all the fruits of his invasion, his illegal invasion of Ukraine. Russia occupies about 20%. And his terms for peace are essentially those of surrender by Ukraine. The Trump administration has been incredibly weak in relation to the Putin government. It keeps threatening to take sanctions, but it always finds a way of taking a backward step after issuing a threat. And indeed, Mr. Trump's idea of a peace deal was for Mr. Putin to get much of the territory that he's wholly or partially annexed in Ukraine. So I think these drone attacks that we've seen, or these drone incursions, are indicating that Mr. Putin is not going to agree to any peace on any other terms in Ukraine other than his own. And I think it's also a humiliation for the Trump administration. I think Mr. Putin is indicating that he's not going to take too much notice of Mr. Trump's diplomatic initiatives unless they totally back Russia. And I think there's another wider message here, that until Europe realizes that they have to effectively put so much pressure on Putin that he decides to either withdraw his troops from Ukraine or is actually militarily defeated, then there's not going to be peace in Ukraine. It highlights once again that appeasement towards Russia only emboldens a Putin regime that is responsible for the invasion of Ukraine. And what's more, a possible bonus here is an attempt to split the United States from their Western European NATO members. That's always been a long-term goal of Russia.
With all that said, are we likely to continue to see events just like this in the near future?
Well, it depends on Mr. Putin, doesn't it? He caused this conflict. He could end it. He's in breach of international law. In fact, he's driven a coach and horses through the UN Charter. But I think what is beginning to happen, Alex, is that I think Europeans are realizing belatedly they cannot rely on the Trump administration in the way that Europeans previously relied on the Biden administration in dealing with the Putin threat. And the Europeans are taking serious steps to increase their defense capabilities. Remember, Mr. Putin, with his authoritarian regime, always wants to present himself as very strong. and able to protect Russia. But that is beginning to break down. And Russians, particularly in big cities like St. Petersburg and Moscow, are beginning to feel the effects of this war in a way they haven't done before.
How can we expect Europe, and in particular those leading countries in NATO and Poland, to kind of react to this going forward?
Very difficult to get a united view within NATO, because two countries, Hungary and Slovakia, are pro-Putin and receive oil from Russia. And they're unlikely to do anything to undermine Russia. But the rest, Germany in particular, is increasing its defence spending to 5%. Britain and France, the majority of NATO countries, you know, if they have the political will, and it's, you know, you might say it's belated, but it appears to be very real now, in backing Ukraine, then that'll be more than enough to offset Russia's attempt to annex Ukraine. Let's be quite clear about this. China is the biggest backer of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. If Mr. Putin fails, if he's not successful in subduing or trying to annex Ukraine, he will not politically survive, and that will be a major defeat for China, particularly because China has security interests in our part of the world. So New Zealand is one of the countries that has a big stake in Mr. Putin's attempt to develop the principle that might is right through illegally invading a country. We have a big stake as a country which takes international law seriously in seeing the Putin regime fail. But there is signs, to answer your question, that the Europeans are belatedly realizing if they don't stop, if Mr. Putin is not defeated, they could be fighting a much wider war. And these drone incursions bring that point home, that if Mr. Putin's not defeated in Ukraine, they could be fighting Mr. Putin, not in just in Ukraine, but in other countries.
That was the University of Otago's Robert Patman on recent Russian drone incursions in Poland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.